This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Baldy, last we spoke, you were on your way to the Jets and Texans game on Halloween Thursday night. The Jets actually got a win. Can their season be saved?
They got to go to Arizona, who's playing good football right now for the next game, and that won't be easy. But, I mean, if you start stacking some wins at this time of the year and get healthier, which they should do, they certainly have a chance. So, yeah, I mean, this thing can always get turned around, especially if the quarterback plays like he did in the second half and the receivers respond like they did. The backup offensive lineman played really well in there when they got their chance. So, yeah, it can turn around. I think that there's still hope for any Jet fan out there after beating a good football team like that.
Yep. Listen, Baldy, I don't want to overreact to the win. Yeah. From a defensive perspective, even though the Jets had eight sacks, their top two receivers were out. Their offensive line is trash in terms of rankings. You know, second most pressures allowed, most sacks allowed. So the Jets defense went to town against a team that's pretty bad up front. But what switched where for the first half offensively, Jets did nothing, and then all of a sudden they looked downright, dangerous? What happened?
Well, I mean, the first touchdown obviously looked like, Jet football with Malachi Corley, drops the ball in the reverse, at the goal line. They can't score. But I think they just, the offensive line, like Max Mitchell went in there at left guard, and, Olu was in there at right guard, and those guys played really good up front. They played better up front. They protected Aaron a lot better, especially against, three really good pass rushers. Will Anderson went out of the game. That helped them a lot to be able to function because he's an elite player. So, they were down to basically Danielle Hunter and Danico Autry. But, losing Anderson really helped the Jets as far as just having time to throw the football. And then, Garrett made a sensational play, a highlight catch, which, it shouldn't have been that difficult, I don't think. But he made the catch. They made the plays that they had to make there in the second half.
Wait, what do you mean it shouldn't have been that difficult? Like, you thought he threw a little Hollywood on it, or it should have been a better throw?
No. He made a great play. I thought Aaron could have thrown it earlier.
Got it.
And not made it so difficult for him to have to do that in the back of the end zone.
Understood. All right, so listen, I'd be lying if I said schematically, I really fully am in tune with what the Cardinals are doing. I don't think a lot of Jet fans are. I know Murray can run. We all know that. What are they bringing to the table? How does the Jets defense match up against the Cardinals and vice versa?
Well, I mean, they're a running football team. James Conner right now is having an excellent season. His best year as a pro right now is he's averaging 4.5 yards a carry, but they run the ball. One of those teams that they've run it actually one more play than they've thrown it. Kyler is doing a good job of taking care of the football. He's only thrown three interceptions, in the first nine games right now. And they've been defensively, you're not going to see great stats, but they got three young corners that played excellent last week against Chicago, and they made life really difficult. And so they've won three in a row right now. They've beaten three teams that have good rosters. They beat the Chargers. You know, they had already beaten the Rams and 49ers. And so, you know, to beat the Chargers, the Dolphins with Tua, and then take Chicago apart like they did, they've got some impressive wins right now. But they run the ball very well. And defensively, they're just really scrappy. They've got the youngest defensive coordinator in the league, and Nick Raelis. And like he has these timely blitzes that have affected some really good quarterbacks in this league.
BT and Sal, we're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Baldy, how excited are you to wake up early and watch the Giants and Panthers in Germany Sunday morning?
Well, I'm definitely going to have it on. I'll be in Tampa, you know, doing a game against the 49ers, but I'm going to watch it only because the Panthers actually have a couple kernels of things that are, I know Bryce Young isn't very good, but they can run the ball really well. And Chuba Hubbard is a good back. They do a couple things pretty good. So I'm going to see if the Giants, who, you know, play really good at times and then they just completely fall apart at times, see if they can just put it together for four quarters and look like, you know, they had a chance to beat Washington the other day, and they just can't put it together.
It's infuriating. They should be better than 2-7.
They should be.
I defend Dable every week. They're competitive in the majority of the games, and yet they keep losing these games. I just can't take it anymore. Did you have issue, Baldy, with neighbors' comments and behavior on the sideline? I don't know if you saw it. Post-game comments questioning the offensive play calling and then you know, fraternizing with Daniels during the game?
I can't imagine certain coaches that have coached the Giants that would okay the fraternizing during a game. Like I there's time after the game to go do that. I know that all those kids in LSU are all really, really close. I saw Brian Thomas Jr. in Jacksonville the other day. He's looking at the screen, watching the game, and seeing how, you know, Malik is playing and how Jaden is playing. So they're close. But, I mean, the guy didn't have a catch until the third quarter. He's got 55 catches. They don't even target him in the first half of the game. Like, I had a problem with that. And so if he says it, he says it. Maybe it should be, you know, done in-house with Coach Dable. But I had a problem with it myself when I'm like, okay, I know they're running the ball really good. And Tyrone Tracy's doing well. And Daniel Jones is running good. But I had a problem with not targeting him at all until the third quarter.
Yeah, understood, and that's what he was basically saying. So here's what I find interesting. Like, generally, and the Giants are 2-7. I mean, they certainly could beat the Panthers. Hopefully they do. They're going nowhere this year. Everybody knows it, and Daniel Jones will be gone next year. I think everybody knows that as well. But, like, when a season goes off the rails like it has so far for the Giants, one of the saving graces is, all right, we've got this unknown that we could put at quarterback and maybe spark some interest with the fans. Like, is there enough intrigue with Drew Locke that, you know, because we've seen DeVito, that can at least maybe he's worth taking a look at, a real look at for the future, or no?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, he's his third team. I think he started three games in the last 3 years. 4 years, whatever. He hasn't played a lot of football. And when he did play, he wasn't very good. Like, I just don't think there's, I mean, you can fall in love. You can see his arm. He's got a good arm. Had a good arm coming out of college. But, I mean, he has not been a winning quarterback in this business. He got beat out cleanly by Geno Smith when he first went to Seattle. They made the right choice there. And, you know, he had a chance to back up a couple games there, a couple games in Denver. But I don't think that that's the future.
We are through 9 weeks now, Baldy, in the NFL. What's the biggest surprise around the league to you?
There's a couple. I mean, obviously, Kansas City's still undefeated and only getting better. And the way that they just keep adding to the roster, you can see what DeAndre Hopkins can do for that team already. But, you know, there's a trend in this league right now that's interesting to me. Almost every good team in this league right now is running it more than they're throwing it. Mm-hmm. They're doing it in Baltimore. They're doing it in Philly. They're doing it in Washington. They're doing it in Detroit. You could go through, they're doing it in San Francisco. Around the league right now, in Arizona, they're running it more than they're throwing it. Almost every team with a winning record right now is running the ball more than they're throwing it. And it's not just because they're running it at the end of the game with the lead. They're a run-first team. And so that's what Detroit, Washington, Philly, that's what they all are right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's a trend that I don't think is going to go away in the second half of the season.
I'm going to throw a couple teams at you. You tell me if you can envision them being in the Super Bowl, okay?
All right.
You don't have to elaborate too much, but I just want to get a sense of how you how you feel. Bills.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Yes, because the offense makes a lot of sense right now. They're a run-first team. Joe Brady is doing an excellent job in the passing game, creating space for his receivers. It's kind of like point and shoot. The guy's going to be open the way they're creating offense for Josh. And then defensively, they're just a talented group that's, you know, they make it difficult. They make you earn everything that you get.
Steelers.
Yes, because I think Russell Wilson, they play against Baltimore next week in Pittsburgh. That game is just played on a different level. It's just a violent level of football. But the Steelers have what it takes right now, especially if Russell Wilson keeps coming on, to be very competitive in January.
Commanders.
I don't think they're good enough defensively, but offensively, you can't get that quarterback or that team to make a mistake. They've turned it over three times in nine games. They just don't beat themselves. And when you do that, they've got two games with Philly coming up. You'll know a lot more about them. But they don't beat themselves right now, and that makes you a dangerous team.
Falcons.
They can. I mean, Bijan had a great game last week, and he's complimentary to what Kirk is doing. They're getting better as the season's going on. I'm not sure defensively if they're quite there yet in a big game in a postseason.
Yeah, and obviously I left off a bunch of obvious ones like Kansas City, Baltimore.
How about the Jets? Come on, BT.
Well, that's the most obvious.
Boldy, what do you think? Jets could be a Super Bowl team if they get in the postseason or what?
Let's see if they can get by Arizona first. You know, and if they can play well against Indianapolis and Seattle at home. Let's talk at Thanksgiving, see where they're at.
Who's the biggest threat to Kansas City in your mind?
Ravens.
Well, I think, you know, Baltimore can certainly threaten them. I think Lamar is just playing better and better. I mean, he's fantastic right now. You know, I think Pittsburgh, because defensively, I think they could give them some trouble. And look, Buffalo and Kansas City is always a good matchup, no matter where you play it. It's a fun matchup. Two great quarterbacks. They've gone to it toe-to-toe in the playoffs before. It's been, you know, they haven't been able to get past Kansas City in the playoffs, but they certainly can compete with them.
In Detroit, to me, I mean, I know, I guess you were just going over AFC there, but I think Detroit, you look at the NFC, the landscape of a bowl, I know there's so much parity in the league, but man, who's beating Detroit in the NFC right now?
Well, I mean, right now, they went to Green Bay and took them apart, yeah. You know, in the rain in Lambeau, and so they can play indoors, they can play outdoors. That was a nor'easter up there in Green Bay they played through. They can run the ball as well as anybody. Their offensive line is maybe the Eagles or Detroit back and forth is the best in football. And the quarterback right now is playing, you know, MVP good right now. So, and they're going to get Jameson Williams back from a little suspension or whatever. So, I mean, they're dangerous. They're flat out dangerous.
All right, Boulder, we got to run. But before I let you do, trading deadline a couple of hours away. Biggest name that gets dealt. Hit us with a good one.
No, I think Jadeveon Clowney would improve any team right now. He played on the number one defense in Baltimore last year. He had 9.5 sacks. He's a great athlete who plays hard, and he's a good teammate. He would improve anybody's defensive line right now.
All right.
Thank you, Baldy. We appreciate it as always. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, buddy.
My pleasure, guys. You bet.
All right, that was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day, be delicious. Fun to go around the league a little bit with them there. We usually don't do that because we're focused on both the Jets and the Giants, but right now...
We gotta look for content.
Well, I mean, the Giants... Look, there's stuff there, obviously, but it's the same old stuff outside of the neighbors, which has been new, outside of the neighbors' comments and all that, which I thought was an interesting answer from Baldy.
I did, too. It was more wrapped up in the way the Giants didn't utilize him, more so than the interaction with Jaden Daniels, maybe some of the questioning of the play calling. By the way, if the Jets win this weekend, you're going to start getting... Like, if the Jets do beat the Cardinals,
I don't know if they're going to. I don't know if they're going to, especially
because. I'm saying if.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Well, the schedule after that
softens up a little bit.
Yes. I'd be excited about them. Again, I'm using your word, hopeful, as opposed to like logical or pragmatic. But they certainly should beat the Colts, which got flexed that game now, not a Sunday night game anymore.
Yeah.
Seattle, Geno Smith back to stinking again. Mm hmm. Miami still. I think if they win this game, 1-2
got the bye coming up soon.
4 I think they're going to get 5 of the final. How many we had here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 I think they're getting 5 of 7.
That was 5 of 7 only gets them 8 wins though.
No. If they win this game.
Oh, gotcha. So 9 and 8. So remember then you hold out.
The 6 and 2 that we were talking about.
6-2 gets you to 9 and 8.
Right. So if they win this, I think they're getting that 5 and 2.
Okay.
Now, as far as, you know,
what if they get it? If they get it, any chance for 7 and 1? Miami has not looked good with Tua.
That
worried me a little bit.
I think that's too much to ask.
I mean,
you got to beat Miami twice.
Yeah.
And you're also talking about beating, you know, Jaguars could be dangerous there. Home against the Rams. I think it's too. I think you're pushing it with that. But
I mean, I'm pushing it with this.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Did I already read the outro to that?
I believe you did.
Yeah, I think I did. Okay, thank you very much. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back to your calls on the baseball stuff.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.